Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jennifer Hoff, the president of Taffy Event Strategies. Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's good to talk to you. Taffy Event Strategies is the trade show management company for Coverings Expo, which is the largest tile and stone show in the United States. It's actually, from a size perspective, the largest flooring trade show in the United States, isn't it?
Yep, it is. And we produce the show, sales, marketing, operations, and make it all happen.
Yeah, and how many years have you been doing this?
Since 2017.
But you were with the NTP who had the show before that, right?
Right. I actually started my relationship covering in 2004.
Okay. You had a big day today. You had a press conference, and you announced that the Coverings show, usually in April, thanks to COVID and the fact that you wanted everybody to be able to move toward a date that was probably a safer date, the show is going to take place July the 7th to the 9th in Orlando, correct?
That is correct, in 2021. Just with all the uncertainty in the world right now and the breaking news of things to come with the vaccine, we thought we would push the show into July.
You know, there's another dimension, especially when you consider the Covering show. It's owned by five different entities, three of which are here in this country, but two of which are foreign. You know, you've got Ceramic Tiles of Italy and Tiles of Spain. And for them to participate, they've all got to come from overseas. That means a lot of travel. So that's another factor, isn't it?
That is a factor. We're hopeful that as things open back up, that the travel will get back on track and people will be able to come and enjoy the show and get back together live.
Yeah. Now, with this show, the way I understand it, there will still be a virtual dimension, right?
Yes. We're going to produce educational sessions and opportunities for people to interact and network, mm-hmm. and also to connect with the exhibitor base during the event. We'll also have some on-demand content. So for those that aren't able to travel at that time, they can participate that way. All indicators from the industry are that people are hoping to get back to face-to-face events, and the power of those networking in person and also looking at the product is very good. We do believe people are going to be ready to come back in July.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because you were impacted. COVID kind of showed up in March. So you had to cancel Coverings this year. I mean, you had a virtual event, but you had to cancel the face-to-face show this year. And so you know firsthand that when you can do a face-to-face event, especially when you're talking about products that you need to touch and feel to be able to tell the quality, it's much more effective to do an in-person event than it is a virtual event, isn't it?
It is. People do want to get back together. We believe that the virtual component, when shows do come back on track, as an industry, trade shows and meetings and events believe that the virtual event will be a component that will enhance the experience for people, but live, face-to-face, nothing can beat it.
We should talk for a second, too, about the fact, I mean, Taffy is almost an anomaly in the trade show management business. You have, five or six shows that you do. You'd be considered boutique, because I think when you start comparing to, say, Reed or Informa, I mean, those are multinational with several hundred events, aren't they?
Yeah, we're considered a mid-sized trade show company, and we feel that during this time, we're able to be nimble and really resilient. We've kept our team together, and we're flipping and helping to produce virtual events and keeping the communities all together and focusing towards the time when live events come back. So we're excited for that.
Okay, so it's July 7th to the 9th in Orlando, Florida, and that should be right in the middle of the summer, so be a little warmer in Orlando then, won't it?
It will, but they'll have the air conditioner cranking, and we'll be spread out in the building and practicing our social distancing and have lots of safety measures in place so people can be comfortable and enjoy getting back to business.
Now, this is a crystal ball question, but how much smaller do you think the show will be next year than in years past? Because it's been a very successful and busy show, but you still probably are counting on the fact that as you ramp back up, it'll be a little smaller than previous years, right?
Well, by design, we are going to be taking over the North Hall of the Orange County Convention Center. Mm-hmm. So it will be slightly smaller, but we also want to make sure that we have the right density for people to spread out and mingle in the building, and we'll be returning in 2022 back to full scope at the Las Vegas Convention Center.
Okay, so this show does move a little bit. It's in Orlando, and then it moves 1 year, and then it comes back to Orlando. So it's going to be in Las Vegas in 22. Okay, Jennifer, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Jennifer Hoff, the president of Taffy Event Strategies, the trade show management company that hosts coverings, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.